There's always something buzzing in the hornet's nest at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Here at the Sonex booth at Oshkosh with Jeremy Manette, who is the CEO of Sonex Aircraft LLC. And we're here to talk about a couple of recent developments with the company. And, you know, I got to say, for a time when a lot of big companies are announcing only tiny increments in their business plans, you guys always seem to be making news, Jeremy.
We love to keep people guessing with what we're going to do next, but thank you for that. I think a lot of people have been watching Sonex Aircraft for a long time, ever since we made our first appearance with the product line, and I think ultimately the reason for our success, the reason for our success is in holding to a few underwriting themes in our products and sticking to them through thick and thin, and that is a quality product first and foremost, best service in the industry, affordability, producibility, a quality of engineering that is on par with some of the larger players in the industry. And then it sounds so simple, but we don't necessarily see this in aviation all the time, and that is delivering on your promises. And so when we make a promise or when we publish a price, that's what we become quite famous for now, is our price tags that sit out front of all of our airplanes. And for your home building dollar, I don't feel there's anything out at the air show or otherwise that can get you as much performance as our product line. And one of the other notes is reasons for our success is that we're not just an airframe company with the Sonex, YX, and Xenos as very established products, but we're also an engine company. And the AeroV conversion really isn't an auto conversion anymore because it's all the aftermarket racing parts, and we don't use anything from a junkyard. They're all new parts. But it's also it fits in with the rest of the product line. It's a very affordable engine package kit that you assemble and maintain with your airframe. So it really has opened up the door of aviation to a lot of different people, and obviously you got to put the sweat equity into the product to enjoy the real cost savings, but it's real, and it's a lot.
Let's talk about a couple of products in particular, one being the 1X. I've heard a couple of jokes. There are always good-natured jokes about your new products because they always seem to have a sense of humor in there somewhere. And the 1X is basically a Sonex with the S taken off the front. Mark was commenting that it was really easy to make the logo. But that actually kind of parallels the thought behind how the aircraft is conceived. Yes. Tell us how the 1X came from the Sonex.
It's exactly right. Anybody can just look at the 1X and recognize where it came from. And the big advantage that we have, I guess, first off, the reason for the 1X is really there's only one way to get more affordable than our Sonex, YX, and Xenos, and that's to go smaller. So the logical progression smaller would be to take a Sonex and scale it. In fact, the scale factor I used for the original sketches was 85%, and that works out perfectly for the kind of loading we're looking at and maintaining sport pilot eligibility and making sure that it's a fully aerobatic airplane to maintain that pedigree with the rest of the product line. But that's what it is. It's an 85% Sonex, so it was just logical to drop the S and make it the 1X. It's been compared to a mini Corsair. I've had people walk up and say, we're going to do these as chapter projects and build five of them and have our little dogfights. And that makes me smile from ear to ear because that is exactly what the kind of recreational aircraft that we service and sell and the kind of recreational pilots that we have as customers. So I really, you know, as far as the overall product line and watching the industry, obviously when you walk this area in the north display area here at AirVenture, most of the products you see are two-seat. And the reason they're two-seat is that the mentality is I want to be able to give my wife, significant other, a ride. I want to be able to fly with my buddies, make it into a social experience.
Or take transition training in it.
Or take transition training in it, precisely. But I think with the 1X, what we're seeing and what we're trying to do here is have people realize that in reality, when the rubber meets the road, or the runway in this case, and you go to fly, you're really flying solo most of the time, kind of like the SUVs driving down the highway that have one person in them. The idea is to take advantage of that and recognize it and come out with a product and build something that's lower cost. Because it's that lower profile than the Sonics with the same power plant, it's obviously going to go faster. So you'll have a little bit more speed. You'll have an easier way of handling it and trailering it and storing it because of the folding wing feature. So you can give up the T-hanger that you've been renting or go in with four or five buddies and fit five of these in one T-hanger. And really start cutting the cost, or even better, take it home and park your car outside and park this thing in your garage. We can really start to cut the remaining costs, the little things that are annoying that you just can't afford anymore, especially if you're seeing rough times like a lot of people are. So the whole idea is the 1X, in my opinion, is everything that you, more of everything you fly for, and less of everything that you don't fly for. So it's more performance, it's more speed, it's just the same amount of fun, it's easier to store, so less money. And then of course it's the only real downside is you don't have the utility to take somebody else. So I guess you got to build two of them.
There you go. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about your other single seat project. We'll be back in a moment for more with Jeremy Monette. We're here at Sonex at Oshkosh. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Jeremy Monette of Sonex, and we're talking about some of the company's more interesting current projects. And I guess I couldn't get out of here without satisfying our listeners' curiosity about the kind of vague press release that came out after the landing incident with the Subsonics, which is your other single-seat project, which is the cutest little jet in the world. Tell us what happened, if you can, and where the project goes from here.
I'd be happy to. The jet is my father's project. It's something that my father, John, has always wanted to do, and it's the kind of passion and that fire that stays lit with him that I'm very enthusiastic to continue to support. I personally am not as excited about the jet project as he is, because it all, in some ways, it's the antithesis of what we're trying to do with the 1X, the Sonics, the YX, the Xenos, the AeroV engine. It becomes much more expensive, and you're going to have a bit more money and time for this kind of project. But to speak particularly about the incident, it was originally a mono-wheel design. And when it was sketched, it kind of took after his original concepts with the Moni, the lightweight, simple mono wheel. It turned out with this incorrectly reported as a landing incident. It was actually a takeoff or an attempted takeoff. It never actually left the ground. And luckily, by the way. But what he found is that with the mono wheel and the tail dragger configuration, as soon as he applied power, the turbine was supplying enough thrust to lift the tail wheel, but it was not allowing the control surfaces to be active. So literally he had no control for just a few brief terrorizing moments. And what he found is that going to a tricycle gear configuration would be the correct way to go, and that's exactly what you see out here at AirVenture. I really respect and admire my father in that he is always looking for new interesting products and new interesting projects, even though I don't really see commercial viability, although maybe your listeners will disagree and vote with their email or their checkbook. It may become one of Sonics' biggest products. But at this point, It is under the Hornets Nest Research and Development umbrella, which, by the way, so is the 1X. There's no price tag out here today. We're not selling anything until it flies and has kit components associated with it. And as is the electric project, which is a whole nother segment we can talk for hours about, where we're actually taxied just before the show our fully electric YX. And that's an area where I'm really focusing a lot of attention for the long-term success of the company and being a little, and obviously the 1X, where I'm spending most of my time. That doesn't leave a whole heck of a lot of hours for other projects. But we're obviously deeply committed as a company, and I want to address this because we're starting to get that reputation as a company that almost has too many projects on the plate. And I want people to be rest assured that our existing product line, the Sonics, YX, and Xenos, the AeroV engines, along with anybody else that's given us money for our products, you're our number one priority. And we're going to continue to work hard to keep you happy, to make sure the level of service continues. And then as there's time left in the day, that's when we start taking on the research projects and working them.
Well, Jeremy, it's great to talk to you and get an update. You guys are always forthcoming with what's going on in your company. And again, everything you do has an element of fun to it. Thanks very much for taking some time out today.
Thank you. You guys do an excellent job in your programs, and we're enthusiastic to be a part of it. And feel free to call, email anytime. We're happy to give you guys some updates.
Jeremy Monette is the CEO of Sonics Aircraft, LLC. Find out more about everything happening at Sonics on the web at sonicsaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.